Hey friends, welcome back to the show. If you are someone that has hated video and you were just like, this is not for me, I do not like it, I started a podcast because I did not want to be on video, I want to encourage you to maybe shift that mindset a little bit because there are so many benefits to actually using video for your podcast. I am also right there with you. I don't love being on video. It's not my favorite thing. I prefer just recording without video, but we have to keep up with the times. That sounds so old of me to say, but we need to do what works best for the industry. And what works right now is video. So I want to encourage you to consider it. In today's episode, we are actually going to talk about how you can get started with video and then a few different ways you can use video for your podcast without using YouTube or without creating a full YouTube production. Before we dive in, here's a word from our sponsor. I have been in the podcasting space for a while now, and let me tell you, one of the biggest struggles I see podcasters dealing with is the quality of their podcast recordings. From choppy audio to lagging video, the list could go on forever, but not with Riverside FM. As a virtual recording studio, I can rely on it for creating studio quality content in both audio and video formats. Riverside has become my go-to tool for recording solo episodes, interviews, mic check society trainings, and even taking my calls. With their built-in editor, it's an all-in-one software for podcasters, especially if you're just starting out. Not only is it easy to use, but it's a lifesaver for repurposing content. My absolute favorite feature is Magic Clips, where with the click of a button, you have ready-made social media clips for easy promotion and sharing to drive even more listeners to your podcast. Get started today with Riverside FM by heading to the link in our show notes or going to creators.riverside.fm/clockingin and use the code GAFFIN15 for 15% off. Hey y'all, welcome to the Clocking In Podcast, the podcast for podcasters, entrepreneurs, and professionals making their way in the working world while building their own personal brand in the podcasting industry. I'm your host, Haley Gaffin, owner of Gaffin Creative, a podcast production company for creative entrepreneurs. If you're a podcaster or even just dreaming about launching your own podcast someday, this show was built to help you merge your love of conversation, education, and business. You can find resources, show notes, and more for the Clocking In Podcast at gaffincreative.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Mic Check Society, a community that was built for podcasters who are looking to take their podcast from good to great. Scale your podcast, improve your processes, and connect with your listeners through our educational trainings, our private members-only community, and our monthly calls. If you're ready to join us, you can head over to miccheckssociety.com and enroll today. And you can get $10 off per month with the code PODCAST. Now, let's clock in and get to work. All right, you're listening because you just are not sure the video is the right fit for you. Or maybe you are and you're like, I just need the push. I need to be pushed into recording video. So let's start first with just getting started with video, making sure that you are utilizing video in your podcast workflow. And the first thing I will say is you need to consider what your podcast recording studio is and does it actually offer video recording? So I say this because a lot of people will still use GarageBand or Audition or the tools that are not recording video. Actually, I don't know if any of them record video. I don't think they do, but it's been a minute since I have like tried recording directly into those platforms. But what I will say is choose a recording studio that captures video. There are quite a few out there. I personally use Riverside. They are also the sponsor of today's episode. And yes, they're the sponsor, but I do really use them. I've used them for quite a long time since I started recording video for my podcast. So choose a recording studio that allows you to capture video. That's your first step. Like, even if you're not recording video just yet, choose one that allows you to record the video. The second thing is actually use your camera. If you don't have a webcam, like I have the MacBook Pro that was released in January of 2023. And so it's got a pretty decent camera on it, but there are other options. You can invest in a webcam. Riverside also just dropped, literally 2 weeks ago, a week ago, they just dropped a tool that allows for you to like scan on your phone and connect your iPhone camera as your webcam. Now, there are other tools, like I know I can use my phone to record as the microphone for certain programs on my computer, but they've made it super seamless and easy for you to actually set your camera up for your phone at like as the camera for your laptop and record. So it pulls directly into Riverside and you can use that. And it's a pretty awesome option if you have an older computer with an older camera. Now, what I will tell you is make sure that you put your phone on Do Not Disturb. So for me, I like have the little pop socket on the back of my phone and I just pop it out and set it on the top of my MacBook whenever I want to use that. But if it vibrates because of a text message or it just keeps going off, it's going to shake your camera. Now, the third thing is to create a visually appealing setup. And I say this because like, it's not necessarily that people don't enjoy, no, that's a lie. People don't enjoy watching videos that aren't pretty. And so create a prettier setup. Like I look back at some of my old videos, especially when I'm looking at like mic check recordings, or if I'm looking at my original recordings for my course, and oh my goodness, I had such a terrible setup. And it's okay because that's where I was in that time. It wasn't a priority. And now I'm like slowly trying to make a better visual setup for my videos, including painting this wall, doing all the things around my office that make it look more me and more branded. And yeah, so make sure that you have a visually appealing setup. Let's jump into ways that you can actually utilize video. The obvious way that most people are going to use it is to put it on YouTube. Put it on YouTube as a podcast, a video podcast. It is becoming a more noticed platform for podcasts. I will say our agency is not necessarily prioritizing it. There are a few reasons to that. One is we're not YouTube strategists. Like plain and simple, we're not. One day maybe we could bring someone in who could help with that side of things, but that's not what we do. We do offer video editing now. It's just not video editing to the extent that most YouTubers, like you can call yourself a podcaster who puts their podcast on YouTube, but there's a difference between that type of YouTube channel and a YouTuber's YouTube channel. And we don't edit like YouTubers do, where it's like, oh, I don't even know how to describe it. But if you decide that you want to actually work with YouTube and put your podcast there, my recommendation would be to hire a YouTube strategist and someone who can teach you the best approach to using YouTube, to getting views and to not hurting your channel, because there are so many little intricacies with YouTube, just like with Instagram and social media, but there's so many little intricacies that I want to make sure that you're not just jumping headfirst into something that you may be hurting yourself long-term with. I have a friend, LaShonda, who actually teaches people how to use YouTube, and I will link her details in the show notes below, but she is someone I highly recommend. She has a membership. She can teach you. You can learn all about YouTube within that, and that would be my recommendation if you are wanting to use YouTube. But the purpose of today's podcast was to talk about ways that you can utilize video beyond YouTube for your podcast specifically. So number two is going to be a little obvious in addition to the YouTube side of things, but that is Reels, TikToks, YouTube Shorts, and video content within your social media posts in general. You may see a lot of podcasters sharing the video like stacked interview style. That is something that we do. We love this. And I'm going to go back to Riverside really quickly. Riverside has made it super simple for podcasters, for content creators to create those through their AI tools. So you can actually hit like magic clips and it populates, I think it's like 3 to 5 videos depending on the length of your recording. And it will it will share those videos with you. So then all you have to do is go in, size it the way you want it. It creates them in the real video, like the Reels, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts format. But all you have to do is go in and make sure you like it, export it. Bam, done. Easy as that. Now, I personally do go in and I tweak it, I edit it, because I want it to sound, I want to make sure that it's got a human touch to it. But like, honestly, they're pretty great recordings. And I always tell my clients that are using a tool like Riverside that are not working with us on their social media content to go in and do this. Simple first step, go and do this. If you got a good clip, woo, job's done. If you didn't, you at least have a starting point. So that's what I would start with. I have also been reading and hearing specifically talked about on podcasts that I've been working on that carousels are making a comeback. And so one thing that I want to highlight is like, you can still use video in your carousels. You can put them on one of the little slides, and maybe I'll make one for this particular episode, because I feel like if you're anything like me, I'm not very active on social media. I love being in stories. I love scrolling, but I'm not a content creator in the sense of like creating a ton of social media posts. It's not me. I've kind of fallen out of that, which is so funny because that used to not be the case. I used to post daily. But I think this is a chance for me to be a little more creative and like step outside my comfort zone by using content like this and then redirecting traffic to the podcast. Now, we've talked about generically using YouTube, social media. The third thing I want to talk about is live recordings in Facebook or replays for your member communities. I personally, right now, as I'm recording this, I am live inside my Facebook group. I know there is talk about Facebook taking this away. I've also seen like they got backlash, so they're not going to do it. Who knows what the plan is, but for now, you can still, as of recording this podcast episode, you can still stream live into Facebook groups from recording tools like Riverside, StreamYard. I think maybe Zoom still does it. I don't know, but I'm doing it through Riverside. I just put in my little key. It pops me into my Facebook group and I'm live recording this podcast. So I did a little intro to what I was doing in my video, and then I'm going to edit that out for the actual live, like the actual recording of this podcast. But that's one way to do it. The other thing you can do is pop these videos into your communities. So if you have a private area for a member community where you're like, oh, all of the video recordings get replayed here. This is specifically if you're not using YouTube. You can drop those in there too. So just creating that content around giving your community a little bonus. So for my community, they get to see the behind the scenes of a podcast recording, which I think sometimes people just need to know that podcast recordings don't always have to be perfect, especially when they're delivering it to someone to edit and produce. I always get a lot of like, oh my gosh, I messed up so much. I'm so sorry. I get it. Come join Mic Check Society. You can come watch this video. You will see how many times I've coughed, how many times I've paused, how many times I've asked my editor to redo and like, let me fix what I just said. That is a benefit to me for my community to see that. So that's another way you can use it is live recordings in Facebook or member replays in your communities. Okay, number four, the fourth way that you can use the video is behind the scenes time lapses of your content. So if you are in an interview, if you want to do a, you know, not even just time lapses, but behind the scenes, like the day in the life of a podcaster, that type of thing. People love that stuff. I love that stuff. I should make one. I don't think I actually have, but I totally should make one because I love them. Who doesn't love them? If you don't love them, let me know. Tell me what you don't like about them. But I actually really like seeing behind the scenes of people's lives and their businesses. But when you go to record a podcast interview, you can always set up a camera. Like I could set one up behind me right here and get my computer and like who I'm talking to and get a whole time lapse of it, get our faces on screen. That way I can repurpose it for social media and just like, whether it's the day of the recording or the day of the release, I think that's where people get tied up too, is like, when do I release this? Release it both times. Who really remembers? You know, who remembers that you've already released it? That sounds awful, but especially if you're recording way in advance, like say a month in advance, no one is going to remember that you posted it that day and you're posting it another day. The other thing you could do too is post it in your stories one time and then use it in a reel or use it in a carousel post a different day. Like all of these little behind the scenes moments are so valuable to you as a content, I'm going to say content creator with air quotes, because that's what you are when you are a podcaster. You are a content creator. Now, again, like I said earlier, I don't love posting on social media. I am trying to change that. That is one of my goals for this upcoming season and summer. I want to change out of the idea of like, oh, I hate posting on social media, because it's not that I hate it. It's just, it's not a priority to me right now. And that's really what I have to remember, is I can enjoy something but not have to like be so strategic in it that I'm posting all the time. It's actually not that great for you to post all the time. I've actually edited a podcast for one of my clients, Joy, who she got on a call with an Instagram expert and asked a bunch of questions, and he said not to post every day. And then I also saw another thread over on Threads where someone did a similar thing where they shared what they learned. And same thing happened. It was like, don't post every single day, scale back. And I thought that was really interesting and kind of encouraging to me, to be completely honest. Okay, the fifth way that you can use video is for promotional content beyond social media posting. So I want to highlight this as an example, because you, whether you're doing a sizzle reel, like if you have a sizzle reel, you can use it for that. If you have a website where you want to include all of that content, you can do that as well. So an example of this, and I don't know how long it'll be up for, but my client, Dan Moyer, he actually has his podcast page where the background, like the hero image, is actually a video of him on calls. And I love it. If you want to steal a really good idea, this is a good idea. Like, I love how he has done this. It just looks so freaking good. And I'll link his website. It's danielmoyercoaching.com/podcast. That's the URL. I'll link it in the show notes so that you can see it, because it's just so good. But consider beyond social media. What about emails? Can you link to a YouTube video that like highlights a message and include clips? So just another way to consider beyond social media of how you can use video. Now, I did want to highlight a couple of things, because if you were listening to this and you were like, okay, well, maybe YouTube is the right approach, which way should I go? Again, I am going to say go hire, work with a YouTube strategist, do your research. We are not YouTube strategists over here. But what I will tell you is that I have examples of what certain clients are doing. So I'm going to walk through a handful and share examples so that you can kind of get an idea of different options for you as a podcaster on YouTube. I'll start with the first one, who is Honeybook. They run the Independent Business Podcast. They are using a YouTube-specific editor. So he is someone who edits for YouTube, and I edit for audio. He is editing their YouTube videos to match the YouTube style, where it's like got a really big catchy intro, and then you can see everything. It's pretty cool. But if you head over to the show notes, I'll link it there. But that's someone who is specifically creating their content as a podcast on YouTube, but editing for YouTube as well. Now, the second person I want to highlight is Coley James. So she is the Business First Creatives podcast, and she actually, we edit her video, but what we're doing specifically is editing for audio. So we are editing the content just like we would for audio. And then we're duplicating that project inside of Descript for her VA to go in and like make it pretty. And I love this workflow for us because, again, our team is not like a YouTube team. We are a podcast team. So having someone else that's able to go in and, you know, take, like, we start the workflow and they finish it, I really enjoy that. But she is also uploading hers as a podcast on YouTube. And you can go, we'll link that as well. So Brie Pear of the Thrive Podcast for bloggers and content creators, she is actually using her videos. She's recording all video, but putting it on YouTube as YouTube content, not as a podcast. And this is a different way than a lot of podcasters are doing. But she's like trying to grow it as a YouTube channel. So she is like very intentional about keywords and all of those things. And I think that's a really great approach if you're not quite ready to like throw it up as a podcast. Now, the other option that I personally, if I were to start a YouTube channel, would probably go with is what my client Joy Michelle of Called to Both is doing. Joy is actually taking her content and she's deciding which is going to go on YouTube versus podcast when she's creating it. And when she does that, like she will take certain series or certain content that she think will perform really well on YouTube. And she is recording for both, but not all episodes. Not all of her podcast content goes on the YouTube channel because they are different audiences. Hers is a very unique situation where she's not necessarily serving the same two audiences, but some of her content is crossover. And I really like this approach because she even goes as far as to record separate outros and like basing it off of, is this for YouTube or is this for the podcast? And I think that's a pretty cool approach too. So she's not overcommitting to her YouTube channel with all of her podcast content, but she is putting the effort in to continue to grow her YouTube channel, which was already established prior to having her podcast. So if you are someone who really enjoys video and you want to explore expanding on using video in your podcast, those are a few great ways. If you're still like on the fence, I just encourage you to start. You do not have to publish a video. I did not publish videos on Reels anywhere for quite a few episodes. I like had to get used to seeing myself on camera, and even still, like, it's different. The person you see on camera is not who you think. You know, like, oh, I look that way, or I talk that way, or I have those mannerisms. Like, I talk with my hands a ton. Didn't realize I did, but I do. And video taught me that. So anyway, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode all about video for your podcast. And if you have any questions, I am over on Instagram at Haley Gaffin, and I would love to connect with you over there. All right, friends, I will talk to you all next week in a new episode. See you then. Thank you so much for listening to Clocking In with Haley Gaffin. For resources mentioned in today's episode, head to gaffincreative.com. If you're a podcaster looking for a community that will help you improve your podcast, make sure you check out Mic Check Society, our community for podcasters who are looking to take their podcast from good to great. Enroll today at miccheckssociety.com and use code PODCAST for $10 off per month. If you love this episode, I'd be honored if you'd leave me a review in the Apple Podcast app. Until next time, I'm your host, Haley Gaffin, clocking out.